Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us today Nigel Theobald, CEO of N4 Pharma, which is a specialist pharmaceutical company listed on the AIM market. Hi, Nigel. How are you?
Hi, Robbie. Yeah, good. Thank you. Good to talk.
Good to speak to you again. You've recently released an RNS providing an update on the oncology work program. But before we get into that, let's go back a bit. So last year was heralded as being a pivotal year for the company. What was the expectation of this? And is this carried through into this year with regards to the new strategy announced in December?
Well, yeah, look, I think last year was a pivotal year for us. We've advanced the company tremendously. The formulation work that we've done to get it monodisperse, the material transfer agreements that we've signed with major companies, and now we've shown excellent results for Nuvec to suppress tumours, which provides another really exciting opportunity. So I think we're in a much stronger position now than we were at the start of the year. But just want to pick up, it's not a new strategy. It's always been our intention to get Nuvec into clinical studies as soon as possible in order to validate the platform. And the recent work, and especially in the oncology results, is that this area is going to give us the quickest route to achieving this. So this just adds to the view that I think we are now in a much stronger position.
Okay. Do you think you could provide a bit more detail about the Evotec results? I mean, what exactly caused this change in priority, let's call it, not strategy? And more importantly, what should shareholders be taking from this change?
Yeah, good. Yes, I say, because yeah, it is a change of approach. It's not a change in strategy. We've been clear that this is an evolution of our strategy to get Nuvec into the clinic. And once there, the technology is going to be, you know, much more attractive to potential partners and can give us the opportunity to develop our products. So step one for us is getting there. And to get there, we needed to focus on producing monodispersed formulations, because without a monodispersed formulation, you're never going to get approval for any product with Nuvec. And now we've got that, step two is to get there as quick as possible. So, you know, oncology is going to give us the best chance for this, right? So, in terms of the latest Evotec results, I'm sure you don't want to go into the nth degree of detail, but what they show from that was that it shows that more optimization is going to be needed for each specific vaccine product. And that's pretty normal in vaccine development. But it also means we're going to need partnerships in order to do this optimization with proven substances, either of those that are already in clinic or those that are on the market. So doing this with partners under material transfer agreement is the logical way to progress that. So in my mind, you know, it's good business practice to be flexible and to evolve as we get new results.
Fair enough. I guess I do have to ask the question about the RNS in December, which contained a mixture of news. And while there was good news in it, the market reaction didn't show that. So what lessons have been learned from this? And is it that it didn't include enough information, or are the market focused mainly on the COVID vaccines?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, one thing we as a company, right, Rob, we pride ourselves on is that we do things right. And right, and that means we follow market rules. And market rules means we have to update the market whenever we get key information. And I'm not apologizing in any way for having, you know, for doing that. And if we were going to never get any unexpected results from our R&D, that means we need to adapt and evolve our plans somehow, then to be honest, we're going to be the only biotech company in the world to achieve that amazing feat. And also, you know, we wouldn't be pushing the technology forward as we are if we only did experiments where we knew what the outcome would be. But, you know, all that said, you know, we're constantly asked by shareholders about why we announce certain things that they don't like. Some ask us also, you know, they want to update on the minute aspect of each different bit of what we're doing. And some even go as far as asking us to only announce good news, you know, and we just don't operate like that.
Can't do that, no.
So, you know, results can't just be labelled as good or bad. To me, they're all learnings. So they're learnings about how Nuvec behaves in each given situation. And we've learned a huge amount about Nuvec this year. And now that we've got monodispersed formulations with the potential to go into clinical trials and excellent oncology results, you know, that gives us the quickest route to achieving. So I think the update was all pretty good news.
Okay, now fair enough. Thanks for your response on that. We'll jump more into the recent RNS. And in that, you stated that the company is in the process of identifying alternatives to TNF as immunomodulators or gene therapy, which may use Nuvec as a delivery system. Can you elaborate more about this and the timeframes we can expect?
Yeah, so the next step we've got to do is, we've shown that Nuvec suppresses the tumor, and now we've got to show the mechanism of how that happens. We call it the mechanism of action. So the answer to this is needed before we can say what the best alternatives are to look at to put on there. I mean, it could be something like IL-2 or IL-12 cytokines that are widely used in development at the moment, or even TNF-alpha itself, if that's shown to work from within the tumor. Or it could be what they call an siRNA, which is a small inhibitory RNA, and there's a lot of these being used in oncology. Or it could be a self-amplifying RNA. We've already shown that we can put large self-amplifying RNAs onto Nuvec. So there's many different opportunities to consider, but we have to wait for that mechanism of action to decide which one, and that should only take a few months.
Okay. And with the Medical Discovery Catapult program, are there any good success stories that can be shared from this framework, or how do we see this benefiting N4 Pharma?
Right, I can't really talk about some of the other things that the guys have been doing, but they've got a wealth of experience within them, and we can get access to all of that as we progress our work. And we've also already got a full-time individual working solely for us in their laboratory space that they provide. So they have been instrumental in getting us to where we are so far, and they're going to be very instrumental in helping getting Nuvec into the clinic.
Okay. And I've got a question about, obviously, the current data you've got for oncology. Is it going to be published for the public?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in due course. We're going to publish this in full. Not sure what publication yet, but we're going to be doing it in conjunction with the Nanomerics team who did the work. So we're just waiting on them to write it all up.
Okay. And finding ourselves working with a number of collaborations, and I know you're limited, obviously, in the things you can say about it, but do you think that the NDAs make it difficult to attract new investors? And I mean, the current share price appears to be a good entry, a good entry for new investors. So do you find it difficult at times because of that?
Well, no, I think the fact that we're working with some, great companies under non-disclosure agreements, albeit like that, is testament to how far we've come with the technology. So the data we've generated so far is enough to engage with them. And then through this work, we're going to continue to develop Nuvec as a possible delivery system for vaccines. So I think investors should see this in itself as good progress, even if we can't say much under the NDA. The alternative is, if we won't sign something under NDA, then we don't move anything forward. So I think it's definitely better to work under NDA and move the whole thing forward. So, I agree. The valuation that we have, I think, for a company with a platform delivery system that's got multiple areas of application is incredibly low. And I think actually recently it's been affected solely by, to be honest, speculating on what's going to happen. And all we can really do as a company is to keep developing Nuvec in these exciting fields, and attracting new investors by talking about the immuno-oncology opportunity is one way of doing this.
Okay. And what about the patents? Can we get more of a bit more of a clarity on what the position is? Because I think the impression last year for many of the shareholders is that they were imminently going to be approved, but this has not been the case so far.
Yeah, well, I assume by that you mean the US patent.
That's one, yeah.
So we've been in constant back and forth dialogue with the US examiners, and we've now answered all their questions satisfactorily. So we expect a patent to be granted at any time. We are totally in the hands of the examiner as to when this might happen. It could be tomorrow, or it could take a little while longer. We just don't know, and we've got to be patient with the examiner. We already have granted in Europe, China, and Japan. So once we add the US and also India that will follow, I think that's going to complete a very strong patent position.
Okay, thanks for that. Last question I have to ask is, obviously, and you did talk about it in the RNS, is that we're funded for all current work streams. So would this rule out any raise in the first quarter or second quarter this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We have more than sufficient funds to do the work that we've got planned.
Brilliant. Nigel, thanks for taking your time to speak to me, and hopefully we'll get some more news and more updates from you in the coming weeks and months.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.